Yeah, the analysts were expecting 203,000 jobs. 142,000 is a very bad reading, especially since some economists will tell you 150,000 is just what you need to replace in the workforce people who are naturally attrition out, you know, retiring.
So what happened?
A very bad number. That's a hard thing to explain. You could blame the Chinese economic slowdown. You could blame the global slowdown nationwide. A lot of it has to do with mining and fracking. Big job losses in mining and oil extraction is where you'll see this. The mining number was down 10,000, and we weren't adding jobs. I mean, we did create in healthcare. I mean, healthcare was up 34,000, retail was up 24,000, but you might have seen bigger gains had the economy been stronger. A lot of this is the slowdown in manufacturing and in mining. And one thing that is very troubling about this, hourly wages actually, they say flat, but they fell 1 cent. This is bad news for the Federal Reserve.
Seems like there's been a lot of attention, too, recently on layoffs. John Deere was one, and now we've heard of a couple of others this week. That's also becoming more and more a factor here.
Oh, you can, yeah, it's absolutely going to be a factor that you will see show up very soon. Caterpillar announced big layoffs. Some of the financial institutions are laying off. It is as if the world is watching a slow-motion recession coming at us. Now, we're not in recession. But these numbers are not good. Futures were strong this morning. European markets, Asian markets actually traded up, expecting a strong jobs report. Because right now, we're the only bright spot economically in the world. That bright spot, the light got turned off this morning. And futures have fallen dramatically. Dow futures down 124 points. S&P futures down 15 points. And what's crazy about this is that usually a bad jobs number like this would... you'd see the futures perhaps go higher because they would be anticipating the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates based on something like this. Well, they can't cut anymore. In fact, the market's been expecting the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates, but there's just no way they can do that right now, so, especially if wages are falling.
Is this the reason that Janet Yellen needs to not raise rates in December?
This is going to be the excuse. What you'll hear out of the Federal Reserve, and we had Eric Rosengren, who's the Federal Reserve Bank president out of Boston, on Fox Business this morning. He actually said he's not inclined to raise interest rates right now. He thinks we should look at doing it before the end of the year, but depending on the data. The data they look at is inflation, and inflation is driven in part by wages. Wages are not going up. They went down. So there's no way they're going to raise interest rates in the near future.
Is it me, Adam, or are the numbers from the month before always revised down? It happened again this month.
Not always revised down. Sometimes they're revised up. That is also very troubling. July's revision went from 245,000. Remember, July was a strong month, down to 223. August went from 173,000 to 136,000. It's not always a revision down. It is sometimes a revision up. There is no way to call this a good jobs report. There's nothing in this that is good.